42, on the Absolution. But he's not fast enough. She sees his move and kicks his hand, hard enough to break bones. He never even touches the blaster. All Cardinal can do is lie there, suffering. For all the time he's spent in the sim room, creating and running and practicing and instructing, he has never seen it from this angle, on the ground. Reaching up, he pulls the knife out of his chest and is rewarded with a fresh gout of blood. Only Phasma could slam a blade between the armor plates and deep into the meat of him with such fatal accuracy. He can barely breathe. She definitely got a lung. Not that it matters what she did or didn't hit. He knows well enough that the blade is poisoned. That's why he tried to stab her with it in the first place. As his blood drains away, so does his anger. For all his talk of loyalty, integrity, obedience, allegiance, now he knows that when it comes down to it, words mean nothing in the face of power. It was his first real fight, and Phasma was right. He lost. All the sims and sparring in the galaxy couldn't match an entire lifetime spent fighting to survive. At that last moment, the knife flashing down in his hand, did he flinch? Did he soften? Did he lack the instinct for such a personal kill? Or is she just that good at reading an opponent and controlling the fight? He still doesn't quite know what happened, whether he missed or she parried. All he knows is that his blade didn't find flesh, and hers did. A noise reminds him that he's not alone. Phasma is looking down at him, and he sees a field of red reflected in her helmet, armor and blood mixed.
"Are you still in there, CD-0922?"
she asks.
"Still trying to understand how you lost?"
"Hypocrite,"
he mutters, although it's an effort.
"I'm not a hypocrite just because I don't believe the same things you believe."
"Liar."
"Yes, and who isn't? Armitage doesn't reward honesty. He rewards results."
He coughs, and wetness splatters the inside of his helmet.
"Monster."
Instead of answering this accusation, Phasma does the unthinkable. She takes off her helmet. No one in the First Order has ever seen Phasma without her helmet, to Cardinal's knowledge. He wasn't lying when he told Vi that. When he still spent time among men his own age, it was a hotly debated topic, whether the tall warrior gleaming on the posters was actually hideous under her mask, or terrifyingly beautiful. Now Cardinal knows, and he's actually quite surprised. There are those blue eyes Siv told Vi about, and a crown of soft gold hair haloing pale white skin. A deadly beauty, and he's the only one who knows. He can well imagine the dark green stripes under her eyes, her teeth bared to attack. She kicks him, and when he can't do anything but groan, she kneels and pulls off his helmet, setting both of their helmets side by side like an audience. One shiny silver and one red. "Everyone is a monster," she says, and her voice is so different without the vocoder.
"I'm not."
"Come now, Cardinal. Surely you've done something rebellious in your past. Something you regret. Besides attacking an officer tonight, of course."
"I did what I had to do,"
he sputters.
"To get to you."
"And I did what I had to do to get to me as well. I don't regret it. That's the difference between us. I know what I am, and I embrace it. I'm proud of it. I fought for everything that I have, every bit of what I am. Now that you see what you are, you despise it. You're ashamed. And look where that's gotten you."
She shakes her head as if she's disappointed in him and puts her helmet back on. He watches, sideways and through a red haze, as she reattaches her captain's cape and slides the knife into her own ammo box. As she walks away, he feels a sudden desperation.
"You're just going to leave me here? Not even going to finish me?
He taunts, his voice a whisper.
I did finish you. You just haven't realized it yet.
The door closes behind her. Cardinal's world goes dark.